When it comes to hard work, there's one important rule. Pick the right tool for the right job. That's why Chevy offers a family of Silverado pickup trucks designed just for the job. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com and put a Silverado in your toolbox.
Political analyst Paul Lisnek, as seen on WGN TV, joins us. Paul, good morning.
Good morning, Robert.
Let's start with first impressions, and probably a lot of people turned off the debate after about 10 minutes, and that's when Biden looked weak. Trump looked strong. The president seemed to regain his voice a little later, but was it too late?
It may have been. You know, I said before the debate began that it was critical for President Biden to show that he had the energy, the vigor he exhibited during the State of the Union. That didn't happen. And former President Trump, my advice for him was that he not focus on the gripes of the past, but that he focus on the future. And that didn't happen. The bottom line is that about 50 minutes into it, I think Biden's camp issued a tweet or a, you know, an X that said he's got a cold and he's fighting it. That's the response to the raspy voice. But look, it was after the first or second question, Bob, that Biden, as you know, just sort of lost his train of thought and sort of stood there. On the other hand, former President Trump, you could list just dozens of things he said that were not true. Everything from I never made the comment about Charlottesville. I'm the one who brought the price of insulin down. You know, on and on. And the problem was that while there's been some criticism of the moderators, well, why didn't they fact check? The decision was made ahead of time that they were not going to do fact checking. The fact checking would have belonged to the other candidate. So it was the question really is why didn't President Biden fact check Trump on so many of the things he said that weren't true? It didn't happen. I don't think you can blame the moderators for that.
I have heard more than one person talk about this as the preseason. We've still got a long way to go, and many people don't make up their minds about who they're voting for until a couple of weeks before Election Day. And there are a few who are undecided out there. So are the Democrats panicking too much too soon, do you think?
No, I don't think they are. Look, you know, even as the various viewers or listeners, you know, ask me the question, which is, you know, do you think that, you know, Biden should step down and all that? Up until last night, I would have said, look, face the fact that the election choice is going to be between Joe Biden and Donald Trump. I no longer stand by that. And you're even seeing even the most pro-Biden columnists and writers issuing their reviews today and comments almost universally basically saying, look, Biden's performance last night was unfortunate. It was sad. He's a good man. His heart's in the right place, but it is time to step down. Now, look, there's no convention yet. There's no nominated person. So I think more so than I've ever felt before, are Democrats going to now have to entertain a discussion about replacing Joe Biden on the ballot? The answer is yes, they're going to need to do that. And things are going to have to start with conversations in the White House between President Biden, his wife Jill, other trusted advisors, perhaps people like Ron Klain, who are going to have to talk to him. The decision about stepping down is going to have to be his if he chooses to do that. But candidly, truthfully, the Democrats would be well advised to have that conversation.
If it is Joe Biden, is there time to turn it around?
Well, let's put it this way. The next debate is scheduled for September. As we talk right now, all we can do is analyze and guess, but would you expect to see a different Joe Biden in September? And the answer is, I don't think so. You know, they weren't allowed to have any notes last night. Maybe that was part of it, but I don't think you can try and change the rules of the game to give either candidate a better opportunity. You know, as I mentioned, so many of the things that former President Trump said weren't true, and I really thought that built as the debate went on. I think he recognized up front he wasn't getting challenged, and so he simply proceeded. A lot of people thought this notion of the turned off mic would make a difference, but you have to understand that it wasn't a matter of a mic getting turned off when you weren't supposed to speak. It was a matter of your mics being turned on when you were supposed to speak. So Trump understood the rules. He didn't violate those rules, and you know you're going to see a lot of visual imagery as time goes on. Trump knew how to play that camera with regard to his facial expression and reaction. Even Jon Stewart last night did a routine of President Biden's reactions to things. He just looked lost and did not have the expressions you'd want to see in somebody who was hearing a series of untruths being said to him in a debate.
Paul Lisnek, always interesting to get your perspective. Thank you, Paul.
Thank you, Bob. Have a good weekend.
You too. Former communications director for the Trump administration and News Nation political contributor, Sean Spicer, on the line. Sean, good morning. Thanks for joining us today. The Sun-Times headline in Chicago, unprecedented early debate. Biden shows his age while Trump unleashes flurry of falsehoods. What would your headline be?
I would probably just go with, you know, bad night for Biden.
Was it a good night for Donald Trump? I mean, do you think he?
I think so.
Did he convince people who don't like him to vote for him? Do you think?
Yeah, Bob. Look, I think that there was. I've been saying this for days. I think anyone who thought that the needle was going to move significantly last night was mistaken, unless something cataclysmic happened. Right? People know Donald Trump. They thought he was going to come out to some extent, you know, bombastic and whatever. And he was restrained last night. He was on his point. He answered the questions. I don't think some of the folks on the left and in the media liked some of the answers he gave, but he answered them. He reminded people about the success of his administration. That's what he needed to do. Biden needed to prove that he was up for the job, and he failed miserably. And that's not my analysis. That's frankly, you know, the analysis of his own party. So I think Trump did what he had to do, and Biden was an abject failure at that.
Yeah, well, I think you're right about the reviews on Joe Biden. What about the reviews on Donald Trump doing a lot of pivoting, deflecting, not answering questions?
So it's interesting. I think you frame that probably better than everybody else. Did he pivot? And sure, but that's what you do in a debate. You answer the question the way you want. You focus on your record, your strength. It wasn't like Joe Biden answered any of the questions either. It's just that his performance was so bad it overshadowed how he pivoted. But that's you know, in a debate, you're going to talk about your strengths, you're going to minimize your weaknesses. That's what you do. And I don't know why. I mean, it's almost like the press woke up this morning and had to figure out something bad to say about Trump's performance. But I was, as a Trump supporter, did he miss a couple opportunities? Did he take the bait a couple times? Sure. But by and large, I would say he exceeded expectations for last night.
Yeah, well, as you know, Donald Trump is being criticized for many falsehoods last night during the debate. What about that?
Well, so it's interesting. I would just say, which ones? Because it seems like that was the predetermined talking point of so many folks in the media when I woke up this morning. And yet the examples that I heard when I was listening to the news stations and I was flipping from station to station, I was saying, okay, which ones? Mm-hmm. Tell me which. I'll respond to a specific. Mm-hmm. But when you say something like that, because one of them, I think it was NBC, brought up January 6th. He didn't say anything incorrect. He may not have answered the question the way they wanted, but nothing he said was incorrect. He talked about the strength of the country on that day. That's not what they wanted to hear as moderators and on the left, but he didn't lie about anything that was that occurred on that day.
Well,
last night.
The one that's being brought up a lot on Charlottesville, saying there were fine people on both sides, and President Trump said he didn't say that.
He didn't. It's not my, and again, I can't believe you actually are bringing this up. I'm literally Googling Snopes.com as we do this right now. Here is the featured one, fact-checking that quote. They claim it's not true. He didn't say that. He said in context, I'm condemning neo-Nazis and other racist groups, but he said there were people on both sides there to protest the monument being there. That's true. It had nothing to do with neo-Nazis. It actually, and so any one of your listeners right now can actually go to Snopes.com. It's debunked by a left-leaning fact-checking organization. Not my words, not anyone else's. A left-leaning fact-checking organization said it. So, again, I think part of the problem is that many people in the media are so against Trump that they'll say whatever they have to. But that particular one, largely debunked by a left-leaning group right there.
Sean, do you think if you just had the transcript of the debate, if you didn't see it, if you just read the words both candidates uttered, that would make a difference one way or the other?
Maybe. It's kind of like Kennedy-Nixon, but I think that's sort of like cocktail conversation when you talk about what happens if the Electoral College ties. Mm-hmm. It's not reality. And so
I think most people, I mean, it's like how many people don't read a story and just look at the headline and take all the information from that. Unfortunately, it's the world that we live in today, how people process information. Mm-hmm. It's unfortunate. Mm-hmm. It's like how many young people are getting information from TikTok. It's not great, but it is what it is, and you have to go onto that playing field sometimes, other social media outlets, to reach them. But most people, not just in the United States, but around the world, watched that debate last night, and that was a horrible performance for Joe Biden.
Let's advance the story a little bit. Give us your prediction on what you think the polls are going to tell us in the next couple of days.
I think we'll see a little bit of a bump for Trump, but I'm going to be honest with you. I don't think it matters. I think we'll get every time that you have a State of the Union or a big event, a convention, a debate, you get a sugar high. Who won, who lost. And then people settle back down. I think the bigger issue is this concern that Democrats have about what to do about Biden last night. Do they actually act on it? Does something occur? Is this just a momentary issue? They only have until August 7th to make a change if they're going to, because of ballot access questions that they need to solve. I think that there's a very small swath of undecided voters in the battleground states. It probably helps Trump a point or two when you look at the long-term consequences of that debate, meaning if you look at a week from now, Trump might get a 5 or 6 point bounce. But I think it'll come back down to 1 or 2, which is still significant considering how close most of these states are. Mm-hmm. But I think we need to keep it in context, and then we're going to roll right into the Republican National Convention, the pick of the vice presidential running mate for Trump. And so I reminded people last night, we're sort of in the batting practice phase of a 9-inning game. Mm-hmm. And I know folks in your part of the country definitely get a ton of baseball in their world. So, but we've got till November. Last night was batting practice, and we're about to start the game for real. But if I were Team Biden, I understand why they were concerned. And the problem is, it wasn't a policy issue. What they have right now is a problem you can't fix. Unless you're Benjamin Button, you're not getting that guy any younger.
Yeah, unless there's another debate and it's closer to the election and he has a good night, then what?
Well, I mean, first of all, part of the reason that the Biden folks wanted this debate this early is to shake it up. The question is, you know, at a certain point, the problem that both campaigns had with the Presidential Debate Commission, among others, was how late the debates were. People vote earlier and earlier. They make up their mind earlier and earlier. And so the next debate's not scheduled until September 10th. I wonder if it's going to be too late for Biden at that point. And look, let's be honest. Last night, he had every advantage. He'd been resting for 7 days at Camp David. It was on CNN, hosted by CNN moderators. He got all of the rules that he wanted, the debate, the mic shut off. I mean, this was as much of a home game as you could possibly play, and it still didn't work well. So I don't know that time is going to be your friend if you're on their side.
Yeah. I had the feeling that Joe Biden had too much preparation. It was like he was overloaded with info, and that may have been part of the problem. Who knows? We'll see going forward. Appreciate your perspective, and it's News Nation political contributor Sean Spicer. Sean, thank you very much. I enjoyed talking with you. You too. Take care. Yeah,
Bob, he said there, find a couple of things that were not true. Find a couple of the facts that have been checked, and it's pretty easy to just pull a couple of those right out of the top if you want me to. One of them, Donald Trump talking about abortion after the fact, after a baby is born in Virginia. It never happened. The governor of Virginia was talking about a hypothetical situation. What is reality is that killing a newborn baby anywhere in any state is illegal. He also talked about having the that Biden had the largest deficit in the history of the country. The facts on that is that Trump had the biggest deficit still by nearly double. So it's pretty easy to go through some of these. I think there were 30 CNN and some of the other news organizations had found fact checks. And obviously, Biden had some, too. 9, I think, was the list. Biden had some false claims as well. Mm-hmm. So there is a way to go and look at all of these facts mm-hmm. and double check them. Well,
yeah, I'm going to double check something because unless my memory fails me, I thought there was video of Donald Trump saying, yes, find people on both sides, yeah, talking about Charlottesville. All right. The debate continues.